So I believe Pharaoh would have been happy with them worshiping in Egypt. Secondly, in that same chapter, same verses, he tells them, you can do that. You can go worship Jehovah God. Just don't go very far. Moses said, God has told us to go 3 days in the worship. And Pharaoh said, just go a little beyond the border and worship the new come on back. That was the compromise that he wanted them to do. Borderline Christianity. I want you to live here, and I want you to work here. I want once in a while, I want you to go over and do what you got to do, get it out of the way, and then come back and live life as we know it. And isn't that really, in reality, if we want to be real honest in the depths of our own minds and hearts, isn't that exactly how we approach the Lord? It is. It's how we approach the Lord. We want to do what we need to do, or feel that we need to do, as slaves to this world. And we want to go and soothe our mind and our conscience and get a little respite and go worship the Lord, so-called, for just a few moments. And then we go right back to where we were. Sometimes we barely get out the door before our minds are already geared back to the manner and the methods in which we live in the world. And that is a mistake, brethren. That is a drastic, dreadful mistake. When we leave God's house, we should be energized and our thoughts should be spiritual. Our actions should be motivated to turning from that which we have recently been practicing. It should be a transformation of our mind and our heart and renewing of that determination that we have to continue to fight the good fight, to walk in the footsteps of Christ and to mortify the deeds of the flesh. That's what it ought to be. It's not coming and paying a tithe spiritually to the Lord. It's not coming and fulfilling the duty, although that is a portion of it. I guess it should be a joy, and it should be purposeful, and we really, honestly, ought to be different when we leave than when we came. Not just being saved, lost people being saved, that's a portion of it, but we as God's children should be different, not after we go home and we think about it for a while, but when we leave a worship, a true worship service, we should be different than when we came. If we're not, why are we coming?